There's a well-worn canard that the Torah of the Jewish people is nitpicking, that it stifles our natural outpouring of love and kindness, and that it leads ultimately to the heartless demand for a pound of flesh. Our secular culture's cult of romantic self-abandon makes it difficult to relate to the Torah's insistence on limits. However, without the limit of truth, kindness descends into depravity. The Hebrew word for kindness, chesed, is connected to the word meaning to pour oneself out, ashad. When the Torah prohibits incest, it describes this relationship as chesed, kindness. But true kindness is always controlled and appropriate. Thus, the ways of God are always described as chesed ve'emet, kindness and truth. No being can be kinder than God, and his kindness is tempered by truth. Yaakov, Jacob, knew that Joseph, would inter him with all possible pomp and ceremony in Egypt. But despite the true chesed, the true kindness of burying the dead, Yaakov preferred not to be buried at all than that his bones should take up residence in the soil of Egypt. After 17 years of living there in Egypt, Yaakov had seen that the Jewish people were already starting to mistake the Nile for the Jordan River. The Jews were so comfortable in Goshen that Egypt didn't seem like an exile at all. Egypt is the matrix of all the exiles of the Jewish people. And we, the children of Israel, of Yaakov, of Jacob, find ourselves now in the last of those exiles. By refusing to be buried in Egypt, Yaakov, Jacob was sending a message not just to his children in Egypt, but also to his most distant descendants across the millennia, us, saying, "Don't make yourselves too comfortable in a land in which I refuse even to be buried."